So you said that earlier you were just talking about George Mu,
yeah.
And later George Mu opened the store, and then there's a Suhu.
Yeah.
Family next
yeah.
door, and then yeah. they said General Lee.
General Lee cross
yeah,
street.
That's yeah, that's the
cross
the street.
Cross the street.
Uh huh. That's it. That's an Alameda.
First is Alameda.
Mm-hmm.
See, right across Alameda. It's a nice street go down that way, and be my Alameda running this way.
Right.
Across
uh-huh.
street. Right on corner is Tui Fa Lau.
Yes.
I don't know what.
That's Marshall Street then.
Yeah.
Marshall no. and Alameda.
How that's what it is, yeah,
yeah, okay.
Massasau Street.
Uh-huh,
yeah,
uh-huh.
That's it. On Massasau Street.
Uh-huh.
So it's about, I would say it about five doors or somewhere in that neighborhood. That's
mm-hmm.
what George placed at.
Okay, here. Yeah. Here's the Tui Fa. This is Massasau Street.
Yeah, here when you get there.
Right, so you say George Mu's
yeah.
Drugstore.
Not George Mu's drugstore, his uncle's drugstore.
Uncle's
drugstore yeah.
is on the Massasau Street.
Yeah,
right. Probably two stores down from Tui Fa Lau.
About two or three stores.
Yeah,
yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is Alameda, and you say Alan Don and Frank Don's family is like in between
no,
Alameda.
Say, no, no, over here.
Oh, even Los Angeles,
Los Angeles and
Alameda.
Alameda yeah.
So, what do you
it goes
remember
in
this
now.
Street?
The Marshall
Street. Oh, goes in
yeah.
this
Arch
way.
Arch Street is on this way now.
Right, Marshall Street this
yeah.
way. So
no,
it's
no, Arch Street, Arch Street now.
Oh, Arch Street.
Yeah.
Arch Street is
yeah.
here. Okay.
Mm-hmm. There's no street over there at all, see?
Uh-huh,
but
okay.
Just right there, cross Orch Street,
uh-huh.
maybe slightly off or maybe right on, that's Massasau Street, that's
uh-huh.
the street here.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
In other words, and you know, straight down, say, this is Orch Street,
uh-huh.
straight down.
Uh-huh.
And when it comes across the Alameda,
mm-hmm.
that's Massasau Street, I think.
Uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
where it is.
Oh, I see.
Cut off over there.
I see.
Yeah.
So, you were talking about, these are the people that you know.
Yes.
Do you can you talk about George Mu a little bit?
Well, George Mu is he's the only one in the family
mm-hmm.
alive, because George Mu actually his uncle, brother,
mm-hmm.
son.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm.
See? And George Mu's parents passed away when he was a young little boy.
Mm-hmm.
And when he came over, his uncle his uncle is take care of him
yes,
for,
mm-hmm.
in China.
Uh-huh.
And then his uncle brought him over as an adopted son.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
first Chinese that ever heard about it that came over as adopted son.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
See, they're the first one.
I see.
And so we came over, I think he came over 1926 or 28, somewhere in that
uh-huh.
neighborhood. See.
I see. Uh-huh.
And then he got the uncle open that have that drugstore. He was in there and take care of the drugstore.
Mm-hmm.
And that way he know a lot of Chinese herb and
uh-huh,
all that thing.
Uh-huh.
That's where he learned all that.
I see.
And then how I met him is when Tom Gubbin, when I first came over to L.A. here, not too long when I know Tom Gubbin. Tom Gubbin take me over to introduce me to him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he and Tom Gubbin know his whole family.
Mm-hmm.
And so he could take me to school
uh-huh.
to start at Central Junior High. That's how we started. So.
I see. Uh-huh.
So in George Mu's uncle, they call it considered as brother now
mm-hmm.
because they adopted son.
Right, right.
See, and now George Mu's brothers is Stanley is
mm-hmm.
the oldest one
mm-hmm.
outside George is
yeah,
also
uh-huh.
considered George the oldest now.
Right.
And then Stanley,
mm-hmm.
then Stanton,
mm-hmm.
then Stanford, then
mm-hmm.
Lily.
Uh-huh.
See?
I see. Uh-huh.
And they used to live on near 9th Street near San Pedro. They called Stanford Street. Stanford.
Oh, I see.
See. And then later in the future when they move up Chinatown,
mm-hmm.
and then they live over on West Street there, go up in the hill, and that word where the gas station, no, where the gas station at on Chinatown on
is that Bernard?
No, no, back this way. Back south.
Back south?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
What the next street of that?
Is it not College?
College Street.
College,
yeah. College Street,
okay.
Yeah. College Street, right behind the gas station.
Uh-huh.
See, that's where they used to live. Then move up over there.
I see.
And upstairs, see.
Uh-huh.
They're from there, and they bought a house over on Gee, that street I don't remember.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But then George Mew sort of did he help Tom Gubbins up, or he was always helping?
No, he didn't.
His uncle's store.
Yeah, he's got his own store to take care of him. See, in other words, Tom Gubbins liked him so much. I mean, the whole family. Because his uncle, you be seeky for the Zhonghua Wei Guan. That's his uncle.
I see.
And you know, become pretty well known.
Miu Ping.
Yeah. Zhonghua Wei Guan to seeky.
Yeah. Uncle's name is Miu Ping something.
Miu Ping Sam.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how he used to be. See the Zhonghua. Oh yeah. Zhonghua Wei Guan is you know. I think where I live over there, the Paris Hotel, it's right over there. That's where Zhonghua Wei Guan is.
It means right over there? It's across the street there?
No, it's right on that street, on the same side, but maybe one or two buildings over.
It's the same side of the street,
okay. Zhonghua Wei Guan, see. That's how Tom know him, because his uncle. And told me down to, later on, know the whole family. In fact, Lily, when I know George and Lily, was just a small little girl. Have you ever met Lily?
Yes.
She was just more, in fact, when we go to the store, the motion picture, I hold on to my arm.
I think
every time you mention her name, boy, I look like an old man of 90. Yeah, every time I see his children, you know. I knew the whole family.
Yeah, you mentioned about Zhonghua Wei Guan. Do you remember Kuomintang?
No, I don't do those time there. I have no...
Because I was wondering where the Kuomintang's building.
I think it's the same place.
It's the same place.
I'm not too sure.
Okay.
Unless,
I just thought I would ask you.
It's pretty hard there because those things I didn't care too much about, know anything of them or not.
So okay.
I'm just working.
So Tom Gubbins decided to cooperate with Mrs. Sterling.
Mrs. Sterling, yeah.
Develop the China City area.
Right.
So Tom Gubbins moved to China City.
Yeah.
And since then, he stayed in China City.
Right.
What kind of business did he do besides
Same business. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just only moved his store up over there.
Mm-hmm.
See, right in the corner or street over there.
And did he run others, as you say, the rickshaw station?
Yes, he got right on where the rickshaw ground is, just right up there, there's a place called the King's.
Mm-hmm.
He also opened a shop and have King's running it.
Mm-hmm.
Harry King, you heard about him?
Mm-hmm.
Paul King.
Paul
King's the one that take care of the studio now, calling the people.
Yes,
Well, that's what it is. And then I think I told you about, if you want really know about China City, ask Howard Yip. It's just right next to the rickshaw.
So. Rickshaw, you said that you actually work there.
Yes, I took care. Yeah.
What kind of business was that?
Well, at first, when a customer comes in on a rickshaw ride, they have a rickshaw pull them through Chinatown, China City, where I say, inside the concession, and show them around. Just before when they get on a rickshaw, just before they go around, they come over, take a pictures. See, and I just wanted to take care of the picture and take care of the whole place. And I took a picture and developed myself. And then by that time, when I snapped the picture, they take off to go around China City concession. And in the meantime, I developed a picture. And when I developed a picture, and I put on the little table, and I put a set on there, when they come back, we ask them if they like that picture or not. If they like it, it's 50 cents a piece. If they don't like, we just forget it. That's what I do, see.
Really?
And most of time, most of the time they like it. They took it.
So you are the photographer.
Yeah.
And who is the one pulling the rickshaw?
Well, we have some Mexican boy. In fact, I have my brother Johnny, he pulled a couple of times. And then brother Johnny there, he take care of the temple over there when he came over, you know. And now you take care of the temple. See, I took care of the temple before while Cannon still owned the rickshaw, see.
Okay.
See, after when Cannon sold out, they wanted to do the business more, so I took over. and Johnny was there, and then have Johnny take care of the
Rickshaw, and you were the photographer.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you, how many years were you in that take care of the temple?
Me?
Uh-huh.
Well, not too long.
It's just like a couple.
Yeah, maybe a couple months or 6 months, something like that.
What kind of temple was that?
The temple is nothing, but you remember China City was on fire back in 1939,
mm-hmm.
China City.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, before we didn't have it, we would just have. You see, when he rent to a studio, we also got some of those Bruder, Guan Yin, and all that,
mm-hmm.
see, you know, for rent to a studio.
Right.
So we took some of those Guan Yin, see, and some tapestry and make a temple out of it. See.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we got everything considered a temple.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you could see, that's
mm-hmm.
our studio one. That's what we got, see.
Mm-hmm.
We take some of those prop and put in a temple, and then later on, remember what the Japanese bombard Shanghai
mm-hmm.
and the pretty, you know, going on over there? Well, some of those, then the China City, there's a 1939 is a fire,
mm-hmm.
see.
Do you remember exactly when, 1939?
I know in 1939, I don't
okay.
know when, see.
Yeah.
And
when what it was the
It
fire,
was burned,
uh-huh.
see. Well, actually, I have a store in 1939.
Mm-hmm.
We call it Bamboo Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Rectan and Bamboo Shop,
mm-hmm.
that's what we call it, see.
You
yeah.
own by yourself?
No, Tom Gubbin opened a store, and he guaranteed, I forgot how much he gave, I think around $50, guaranteed $50 a month,
mm-hmm.
see. If a business doesn't go on, he will guarantee me $50
uh-huh, a month. Uh-huh.
If anything that make over $50, we go 50-50.
Oh, I see.
And with his props or some of the props goes in there, and he's one to furnish everything.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, set up the store.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, he gave to me, I take care of.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like my own.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing he guaranteed me $50 a month, and if over $50 a month, we split 50-50.
Uh-huh,
see?
I see.
In other words, he trying to set up a business for me.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So that's how I got the store, see. And, but the fire came along, that's burned me out.
Your store was burned?
They start, the fire start right behind my store.
Mm-hmm. That was what store?
Back, they call it Rattan Bamboo Shop.
No. The store behind you?
Right behind, I think, near the fish market over there. Joyce Wong,
mm-hmm.
that owned that fish market.
Uh-huh.
It's right behind, right there. That's where the fire started.
I see.
And my store is right there, right behind.
So it was burned down?
It burned down.
Totally?
And what made me unlucky is this. And I want personal myself. I want insurance on that store.
Mm-hmm.
For $10,000, see.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when I won it, I have to ask Tom, see.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked Tom. Tom said, "No, you don't need it. Say, if anything happens, you don't have to worry about it. I'm responsible for it."
Mm-hmm.
And because I listened to him, but didn't exactly listen to him. See?
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, without him knowing it, I go buy insurance anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Buy insurance through this Sue. That's his last name, Sue, I think.
Mm-hmm.
As he's half Chinese and half something else, white.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
His father. See? And so I said, well, we agree, get everything set up. So tomorrow, I was going to pay,
mm-hmm.
get it set up.
Uh-huh.
Tonight,
the fire
in the morning, yeah. In the morning, the fire started.
Oh.
It burned me out. So I didn't have no insurance, nothing.
Uh-huh. Did you put any investment?
No, I didn't put 1 cent of investment. See,
but
Tom Gunn put all the money.
I see.
That's what he said.
You
he,
just
he
ran
yeah.
the store.
Because reason why he didn't like this Sue.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Gunn didn't like him at all.
Mm-hmm.
He said he cheats a lot of people.
I see. Okay.
He said he didn't like it at all. So that's the reason why. And I asked him, you know, buy insurance through those. He said, no.
Uh-huh.
Don't buy it.
Uh-huh.
He said, if anything happened, I take care of it. He said, you don't have to worry about anything.
Uh-huh. So did he reveal that? Price or he didn't?
Yes, he after the fire he built up a little bit. See?
Mm-hmm.
And that's how at Shanghai Street come in.
Uh-huh.
You know, under his what you call it? Under his building.
I see.
You know, that's how it started. Then when it started on that, then this what you call it, what is his name now? The one that had the store now.
Gilbert?
Not Gilbert, one of the FC1's.
Florence.
Florence. Yeah, that's why they got that place after that.
I see. So Tom Gobbins actually came out and divided the place and built
the
Shanghai Street area.
Yeah.
I see.
Oh, I forgot to come back again.
Yes, sure.
It take me so far distant.
Oh, I know, yeah.
The way. Well, on the temper, so after 1939 fire, so some of those Buddha, you know, it burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Some different things burnt.
See? Mm-hmm.
So we take that, put in the temple,
right?
And we used to tell a fib, you know, the story. So it'll be interesting as a story, see?
Uh-huh.
And Nazi wanted to start it. He said, well, this statue here was bombarded by the Japanese in Shanghai.
Uh-huh.
And we got it, and I drive over here. And a lot of Mexican people believe it.
Uh-huh.
Oh, very much, see? And then we have incense, and when each person comes along, we give them incense.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And when the incense come along, they look around. We told them, say, this tapestry is so many years, thousand years old, so forth. And all this is from a temple.
Uh-huh.
We just burned, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
And now we got it over here, see?
Uh-huh.
That's how the temple starts. We get to this story, you know?
Uh-huh.
And then when the customer come over, we give them some punk.
Mm-hmm.
They light it, and they have a big incense burner. So when they put the incense burner, then this book got
bao
in there. Some people just, you know, like American way, most of the Mexican, you know.
Mm-hmm. Use the Catholic.
Catholic. So anybody goes in there, see, and they look in. Some people ask questions, and some people just, you know, religion, very, very religious, some of the people, see. Mm-hmm. It's a shame the way I look after myself. I feel a little guilty about some religion, you know.
Very guilty.
And I have to tell the lies, tell the story about it, see. And the people listen.
Uh-huh.
They like
that. Did they make the donation? Or?
Yes. And we have some, say this, you know, put a little card in there. It's for donation.
Mm-hmm.
Some people will give and some people don't. We don't care. See.
And but you just give them the incense.
Yeah, give them
incense. Free.
Yeah, it's free, see.
Mm-hmm.
And then later on, by God, I said, the incense shouldn't have burnt, it said, wasted, see? So what I did, soon to walk out, I take the incense, cut it, and put it back in.
Very smart.
See? So that's what I did later on, see? And I make good money. People donation, really donation. Good,
uh-huh. How much do you remember during the 2 months period? You know, how much every day you can sort of collect? Approximately.
You mean
from the donation box?
Oh, I would say, about $10-$15, sometimes more, sometimes less.
Uh-huh.
So the average around about $10-$15.
And Tom Gubbins get them more.
Yeah, more, yeah.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So, but did Tom Gubbins pay you for taking care of the temple?
Yeah, take care of the temple. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At that time, do you make quite a bit more than when you first worked for Tom Gubbins?
Oh yeah, I make more. Yeah, I make more now.
Do you make more than like a regular people who work in the restaurants, or?
Well,
I mean, do you have any?
To my opinion, but just the average.
Average.
Yeah.
How much was the average at that time?
Oh, I guess around about $30-$50, something like that.
A day or?
A day. No.
A month.
Yeah.
Okay.
A month.
30 to 50
yeah.
A month. Uh-huh. So you, why did you quit the temple and go to the rickshaw? Because Tom Gobbins
Took
over
the rickshaw.
Asked
me to go down there.
Who took over the temple?
Ellen Jung.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Ellen Jung's another fellow. And then when Johnny come in, Johnny go in with Ellen Jung, both of them.
Oh, with temple, but Johnny sort of... temple as well as the...
Well, actually, Ellen Jung started out with giving, but later on, then Johnny goes in.
I see. Oh, I see. So
you heard about Ellen Jung, haven't you?
Not really, yeah.
Oh. Well, ask Johnny. He'll tell you more about it. That's his best friend now.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah.
So you went to the rickshaw, and how long were you with the rickshaw station?
Let's see. Until after the fire, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, but the fire was...
Back in 39, the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, right. Oh, wait, well. He,
I thought you had, you were in temple first. That was already after the fire.
That was let me get this.
Okay.
That's beginning. A temple is beginning, I think. See.
Okay, so you said that after temple you go to the rickshaw, and
yeah.
Then how do you run the rickshaw? You already explained that you take the photos and all that.
Yeah.
And how's the income?
Income is excellent.
For the rickshaw?
That time, yeah,
uh-huh.
Excellent.
You
I think I'd rather have him than the store itself.
So you have the Mexican boys pulling
yeah.
the rickshaw. How
yeah.
much do you pay for the...
I don't remember how long now.
Yeah, but then you hire like two, or you have two rickshaw, right? So
oh, we got a lot of rickshaw.
More than
I think we have three Mexican boys working
uh-huh.
for me, see?
Uh-huh.
And I think they get commission, I think, with certain much, a ticket, see?
Uh-huh.
And then Johnny to work there for a while before we went to the temple. That's what it is, yeah.
I see.
Well, meantime, Alan's to take over.
All right. Yeah. How much did you charge for the each ride on the rickshaw?
It's 50 cents.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And then after...
After you come back,
come
another,
back and
50
another 50 cents for
if
the
they
photograph.
Want, if they want it.
If they want it.
They didn't have to compel to get it.
That's right.
Okay.
Okay, so it was very popular.
It is. It's one of the popular at all because they have a chance to see the whole concession.
Right. But how did you quit that?
Well, actually, that's what I don't understand how did I quit that. I think quit that during about near the wartime, I think, because when I left Tom,
uh-huh.
and when everybody go in defense work,
uh-huh.
so I said, I want to go into defense work too now.
Uh-huh.
I think, I'm not pretty sure on that.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
That's how I got it. Then I left Tom,
uh-huh.
go to defense work.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay.
And then doing the defense work, then I got drafted,
mm-hmm.
see. And the funny part of the drafting is up to the day, if I don't have anything, I might never be went into the war. The reason why is
mm-hmm.
I went to register.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I registered, seems to all my friends going in except me, I'm left behind.
Uh-huh.
See, and then... I started, well, it's my own fault anyway. So I went and inquired about it, you see. And during that time, I always left, don't stay in the Tom Government's house anymore. I went to live in an apartment and with Lou Loy,
mm-hmm.
somewhere way over there. And then I called up, I thought, well, maybe I'm gonna kind of move out, I don't have the address anymore, but the address would be the same, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that had nothing to do with it. Well, anyway, I called up to check up on him.
Mm-hmm.
He said, no, we haven't got your name on it.
Mm-hmm.
See? And then I said, all right. He said, did you register? I sure did.
Mm-hmm.
I said, if you register, your name should be over here, maybe misplaced somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So sure enough, and a couple of weeks later, they sent me a letter,
mm-hmm.
explained to me, and then they told me, and I say, my form is underneath the draw. You
mm-hmm.
know, when you pull draw, it's stuck up there.
Uh-huh.
When you pull back and forth, it stay up there.
Uh-huh.
See, they say my form was up there.
Uh-huh.
Say if you haven't mentioned, we will never get you. So the funny part of it, I remember on the 13th, number 13.
Uh-huh.
Friday 13th,
uh-huh,
that's
uh-huh.
I got inducted.
Uh-huh.
It's funny, it's the 13th seems to stick with me all the time.
Uh-huh.
And then a physics examiner, also on the 13th.
Uh-huh.
See? And when I got physical examination, you know, during that time I was looking young. I didn't look at my age at all.
Uh-huh.
And I remember one sergeant, when I got induction sent away, one sergeant looked at me. I said, what are you doing? Hey, you're not old enough to be in the Army.
Uh-huh.
I remember his remarks.
Uh-huh.
So anyway, the doctor take a look at me, you're gone, you pass.
Uh-huh.
So I was in inducted on the 13th there, examination on the 13th.
Uh-huh.
And then when they got to Fort MacArthur, actually we go in there the first time we go in there. Okay?
Fort MacArthur?
MacArthur, yeah.
MacArthur,
yeah.
Uh-huh.
On San Pedro over
mm-hmm,
there.
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be, I'm on first assignment on the 13th Air Force. It seems to me, I've been the 13th in the line all the time. You know, it just happened. That's just that group. That's why I say, as soon as 13th is stick to me all the way through. Say, later on the end, I was in the 13th Air Force.
13th Air Force?
Yeah.
I see. Mm-hmm.
And so after when I came out of service, then I went and looked for a job, mm-hmm. And I couldn't find a job. So finally I went back to Tom. So Tom saw, Oh, my mistake. That's way
back. Yeah, that's okay.
That's something else.
Right.
Well, anyway, Tom Gums was doing my wartime. Tom Gums was sold out already. See, then when I come back, I was looking for a job. The job is that I went to George Mills. He seems to be know most everything. I said, George, you know where the job's going on around here? He said, yeah, there's a job over there as a ball boy. It's for Omar's Dome. It used to be. It's pretty famous. That's a brother-in-law of the Biltmore Hotel opened at the old Mars Dome. That's a place with the nightclub, where they have a floor show, a bar, drinking, and I was have a job as a lobby boy. In other words, you know, get a little dusting pen, dressed in Chinese, Chinese head going. More like my atmosphere. That's not cleaning up atmosphere. I go and see any dirt and so screwing up things like that. See, that's how my first job. And a lot of times those customers play a joke on me. See, once in a while they throw it down on the floor, pretend they don't see it. I come on, and then you know from see me doing that, from one customer lead to the other, they start playing a little joke on me. And some people would have a bet. They say, "Hey, come here." Okay, I said, "I'm gonna bet with this fellow." I said, one stroke, you would pick up this dime. On the floor, He said, the other fellow said, I won't be able to do it, So I could come along, sometimes pretend it, I don't care who's winning anyway. I get paid anyway, they're going to give me a tip, without pickups all mine, So they throw a dime in there, try to sweep a couple of times, or if I wanted to sweep it out, just sweep it one time right in the pan, So I get them all mixed up, So that's how I a lot of time make tip from them, And they got a kick off. They know that I could do that in one sweep, But they never complain about me, It make them lose, Like customer. A lot of time I got tip from them like that, to bet on and all.
I see.
I got a lot of kick on that job, but that's my first job ever since. I work with Tom Gubbin.
I see. Okay.